Hello and welcome to the CISS podcast. This is the On the Spot series by China Forum. In this series, we return to the platform of international forums and webinars where leading minds in academia, government, business, technology, and media deliver novel, collaborative responses to the global issues of the day.
Hello and welcome to the CISS podcast On the Spot series. I'm Xiao Qian. The Russia-Ukraine conflict is producing tremendous impact on the world, including the Asia-Pacific. When we get to the root of the matter, however, the ongoing conflict is a product of Cold War mentality, while exclusive alliances like NATO have pushed Russia to the corner. What about in the Asia-Pacific, when the US has developed small circles like Five Eyes, Quad, and AUKUS to corner China? Ambassador Xu Bu, president of the China Institute of International Studies, says that any form of Cold War mentality could endanger the security of the world. Ambassador Xu shared his opinions at the CISS International Forum themed The Changing Asia-Pacific, United or Divided in March 2022. Please stay tuned.
Ukraine and Russia is definitely producing tremendous impact, not only to Europeans, but also to the people all over the world. And it is bringing so much impact on geopolitics, on energy security, and also on strategic calculation of many countries. What I want to emphasize are actually two points. One, security is inseparable, indivisible, One country cannot have its own security with the insecurity of other countries. And the security of one part of the world is really closely linked with the security of other parts of the world. That is to say, the security in Europe is very closely linked to the security of Asia-Pacific. It's a matter of fact, the war or the conflict in Europe is not the first time since the end of Cold War. And we all know the conflict or war took place in former Yugoslavia. And what happened in Kosovo is somehow very similar to what's happening now. So it's really bad to see war has been taking place after time in Europe. We need to think why, To me, to build exclusive small groups is really not in the interest of having a kind of comprehensive and overall security of all countries involved. It's so important to make sure the security of one country is so closely linked with the security of other countries. When NATO expands and expands for five times, when NATO members believe they are being secured because of NATO expansion, imagine those countries outside NATO got to believe or got to feel they are getting more and more insecure. And of course, we are also witnessing what's happening in Asia Pacific by building up Quad, by having AUKUS, by having Five Eyes allies, not to say bilateral allies. This kind of action of building exclusive small groups don't serve the interest of the people in the region. So we need to make sure it's not in the interest of the people around to build up walls instead of having cooperation among all countries to include all countries in the process of building a comprehensive and healthy relationship among countries concerned. And my second point is, ASEAN and Asia-Pacific countries, they don't want to be forced to make choice. I've been ambassador to ASEAN for quite a few years, and I traveled very extensively to those countries. And I know well those countries in the region, they don't want to be forced to make choice. Both America and China are so important to them. Their economic development, their future, they believe rely on to have good relationship both with China and with United States. So we need to make sure the impact of Ukraine and Russia conflict be rightly taken, be rightly made to make sure the same kind of situation won't happen in Asia Pacific. What ASEAN countries or what countries in the region really need? You know, in my view, they don't want to get involved in any conflict. They don't want to see instability in the region. They want to have lasting peace for their economic development. They don't want to be derailed from their focus of economic development. So that is to say, any move or any action or any policy which might be viewed as to force the countries in Asia Pacific to make a choice, either go with China or otherwise go with the U.S., it's not a good policy. So, I mean, both China and United States need to come together to think, to really assess what countries in the region really need. And we have seen the development of RCEP, 10 RCEP members. They have started the new process of even closer integration. So on one hand, we do see the impact of Ukraine and Russia conflict bringing negative impact on the trend of globalization. On the other hand, we do see the even closer integration in the Asia Pacific. And it's true, Asia Pacific has been the engine of world economic development, and countries in the region are focusing themselves on economic development and to improve the living standard of their people. So don't get ourselves into that kind of Cold War mentality. Don't try to build new walls, either by having exclusive small allies or by decoupling in whatever way, in the way of trade, in the way of technological cooperation, in the way of people-to-people exchange. So we need to cooperate instead of confront. Thank you.
That was Ambassador Xu Bu, President of the China Institute of International Studies and former Chinese Ambassador to ASEAN and Chile. Thanks for listening.